Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Because Massachusetts seems to be a hot spot these days for criminal activity and large cases, let's go there. Let's revisit. We're going to go to the Sandra Birchmore case, one that's not too far away from Canton, not too far away from Karen Reed country. In fact, actually involves some of the same officers from that case, believe it or not. Matthew Farwell's defense team is going to be walking into a federal courtroom on October 5th, unless something changes between now and then, and tell a jury that Sandra Birchmore was unstable. That's what's coming. Mark my words. We're going to be going through what they're going to pitch, very likely, in that courtroom, and how to understand that information, how to process that information, because it's going to be pitched and molded and mental gymnasticked in such a way over here that when it reaches the courtroom, one may go, that's an interesting point. But when you understand how things were molded and how it got into that mental gymnastic state in the world of Sandra Birchmore, well, you fuckfaces did that to her. That's why she's the way she is. That's why she operates the way she operates. Because you conceited, self-serving mutants on the Canton police force that were preying on her since she was a child, you really kind of gave her a solid example when she was looking to authority figures about how to be manipulative, how to control people, how to lie, how to do all those sorts of things while you were violating her repeatedly and passing her around like a piece of meat. You know, she's just a broken child. It's a disgusting case, and we're here to expose every inch of it and the motherfuckers who are behind it. So those of you who are incarcerated with people like Farwell, you know all about him. So when he comes your way, you can sharpen your broomsticks. And just know, there is cash coming to your canteen very soon. I'm not insinuating anything. I'm not asking for anything. I'm just saying that seems to be how the universe works. People take out horrible human beings in prison. Cash magically appears in people's canteens from thousands of people across the country following the case going, you eliminated a scumbucket from the planet. You get extra Snickers. Again, not encouraging that, not saying anyone should do that. Just saying, it seems that's how the universe works a lot. So, if you're watching this on your iPad from prison, let's learn about Matthew Farwell and his buddies and the horrific manipulation, coercion, abuse, and murder that was brought upon Sandra Birchmore by people wearing the badge. Your thoughts in the comment section as we do that. Substack, YouTube, links are in the description. So, assuming this trial goes forward, whenever it does, right now it's set for October 5th, they're going to go into that courtroom, and they're going to tell you, and they're going to tell a jury, that Sandra Birchmore was unstable, that she was manipulative, that she had a history of mental illness stretching back from age 9, a prior attempt on her own life, a journal entry, where she was contemplating ending it. They will present a medication prescribed 12 days before her death that carries an S warning. They'll present her search history, her psychiatric record, and her own handwritten words as proof that she did this to herself. And look, some of that's going to be true. Sandra Birchmore was unstable. She did manipulate. She did lie. I'm not here to pretend any of that's not true. It is. But the defense is counting on the jury never asking the next question, which is, how a girl gets this way? Sandra Birchmore walked into Stoughton Police Explorers at 12 years old, looking for a father figure. What she found were men in uniform who used her for the next decade. Every behavior the defense plans to put in front of that jury traces straight back to what those men did to her. The man at the defense table was the first one through the door. The defense will call Sandra manipulative. Here's her evidence. In October 2020, she drafted a message to Farwell's wife threatening to expose their relationship. And instead of sending it, prosecutors say she turned it into a deal. Farwell would try to conceive a child with her. In return, she'd keep the secret. The defense will frame that as a woman running a scheme. But Sandra was 23 when she made that play, and she'd been under Farwell's control since she was 15. Some accounts say even younger. Prosecutors allege he tracked her phone location, told her to delete texts, swore her to secrecy, and used violence against her as punishment for nearly a decade. She didn't learn to bargain with secrets in a vacuum. She learned it from the man who built the entire relationship on one condition: silence. The defense will call Sandra unstable. Their evidence, psychiatric treatment beginning at age 9, the loss of her mother and grandmother while she was still a teenager, journal entries where she contemplated ending it. They won the right to present all of it. What the defense won't volunteer is what was happening to Sandra during those same years while she was in school, mourning her mother, trying to hold her life together. Matthew Farwell, a 27-year-old police officer, was allegedly meeting her in his patrol car. Prosecutors say he crossed the line with her when she was 15. Text messages recovered by the FBI show him acknowledging he was her first and writing that he wished it had happened sooner. Under Massachusetts law, where the age of consent is 16, what prosecutors describe as a crime, if that text is true, happened sooner, means this adult, who's hedging up close to 30 at that point in time, is openly saying, when you were 14, Think about what must be going through one's mind to say that aloud. Depression and anxiety in that context aren't evidence of someone heading towards S. They're evidence of what was being done to a child. And here's what Sandra was doing in the weeks before she died. She booked prenatal care appointments that post-dated her death. She ordered baby items online. She searched for pregnancy and motherhood information and planned newborn baby photos. She was going to announce her pregnancy on Valentine's Day, 13 days after prosecutors say she was killed. That's not the behavior of a woman planning to end her life. That's a woman planning for a future. The defense will call Sandra a liar. At Robert Devine's decertification hearing, his attorney told the commission that Birchmore lied repeatedly about being pregnant and that a judge had issued a restraining order against her. She fabricated, they'll say. Let's question why, Robert, you're going through a decertification hearing in the first place. And blaming a child. But lying to hold the attention of men who only engaged with her on their terms, men who used aliases, met her while on duty, and treated her as interchangeable, is a survival behavior. It's what develops when a girl learns from childhood that her only currency is what these men want from her. Every false claim Sandra made was a bid for connection from people who taught her That connection came with conditions. Sandra joined the Stoughton Police Explorers in 2010 at 12 years old. It's a youth program created by the Boy Scouts, designed to teach kids about law enforcement. She wanted to be a cop. Her mother signed her up because Sandra's father was out of the picture and she wanted her daughter around steady, positive men. There's problem number one. Matthew Farwell was an instructor. His twin brother William admitted to a relationship with Birchmore as well and allegedly encouraged her to record encounters with other men and send him the material. Wow, these are just a lovely group of brothers. Their supervisor, Robert Devine, the man who created the Explorers program, communicated with her under the alias Marty Riggs and allegedly met with her while on duty. A fourth man, Stoughton Animal Control Office, because if you're just like, oh, this is horrible. Well, guess who also gets involved in passing Sandra along? The animal control officer, Joshua Heal, admitted to an encounter at the shelter where Sandra came to adopt a cat. Four men, all connected to the department, all reached Sandra through the same pipeline. None of them were ever criminally charged because a lot of these encounters with these men did happen when she was an adult. Only Matthew Farwell was ever arrested 3 years after Sandra was already dead. It's also kind of hard to necessarily go after the people in the department that's accused of abusing her. And the department is the one that's needing to be investigated and looked at. That's why this is a federal charge for Matthew Farwell, because the federal authorities had to get involved because Stoughton said, nah, we don't want this bad publicity on our hands. Even though it's infested every inch of your department. In the year before her death, prosecutors say Farwell sent Sandra at least 20 messages describing grabbing, pinning, squeezing, or choking her by the throat. He used violence as punishment for bad grades, for lying, for spending time with other men. These are the people who shaped Sandra Birchmore. Every trait the defense plans to parade before the jury as bad behavior. Oh, this is all the manipulation, the instability, the desperation was put there by the men who were supposed to protect her. The defense's portrait of who Sandra Birchmore was is the prosecution's best evidence of what was done to her. A woman called Sandra's apartment complex emergency line and said Birchmore's police officer boyfriend wanted her to get an abortion. And if she didn't, he would take care of the problem himself. Canton police got that tip 2 days after Sandra was found. Nobody opened a homicide investigation. Not in that department. They're protecting the blue. It makes me sick every time I hear that fucking phrase. Protect the blue. Look, I have family members who are officers, and there's good ones. There are certainly good officers. But I don't just blanketly protect anybody or say anybody or any group is good or bad. These are individual choices made by individual men who ended up corrupting that individual department. Unfortunately, there's a lot of it that went on there. And a lot of people who continue to look the other way or were complicit or participatory in the madness. And sometimes what happens when you have a whole department that's participatory in the madness, that word protect the blue that you like to put on your Facebook page, a little, you know, little emoji, little line there. Yeah. You know what? You're saying you support that bullshit. And you may not even know it. You may not even know it. You may not know what's going on behind those closed doors of those departments. So I'm very cautious on a flat out, I just support you because you wear this. That doesn't mean shit. That means I'm going to be more suspicious of you, quite honestly. And if you can prove to me you're honorable and you're a good human being and what you do is good, and that's usually by a track record and history, then more power to you. There are wonderful officers. There are wonderful departments. There are people who do their damn job every day protecting you and me and everyone around from fuckers like this. And then there's departments that are basically made up of fuckers like this. They are not the same. And blanketly saying, I support that color, does no one any good. That's the system Sandra died inside. They saw a troubled girl with a messy life and a closet full of red flags, and they stopped looking. The defense is going to ask the jury to do the same thing. Here's what was waiting in that apartment for anyone who bothered to check. On February 1st of 21, Farwell texted Sandra to ask if he could come by. She said she'd leave the door unlocked, her phone locked at 9:13 p.m. and never came back on. Surveillance video shows a hooded figure in a surgical mask entering her building at 9:14 and leaving 29 minutes later. Witnesses told investigators Farwell resisted wearing masks during the pandemic. He showed up in the middle of a blizzard less than 12 hours before his wife's scheduled C-section. In the weeks before, he'd suddenly asked for a key to Sandra's apartment and had been inspecting her closets. Federal prosecutors revealed he'd attended a training on homicide investigations where the state medical examiner discussed how to identify S in hanging deaths. He knew what investigators looked for, and when Sandra was found 3 days later with a duffel bag strap tied around her neck, the scene looked like exactly what he'd been trained to recognize. Farwell's DNA was the major contributor on that strap. State police found unknown male DNA on it in 2021, but never bothered to get a sample from Farwell to match it. The FBI did it 3 years later, after taking him into custody. His DNA was also found in Sandra's underwear. You know, the things the local department failed to find. The government strangulation expert, Dr. William Smuck, reviewed Sandra's autopsy and found her hyoid bone was fractured. A federal prosecutor called it nearly decimated. Smuck reviewed hundreds of cases and found zero hyoid fractures in women found seated, which is how Sandra was found. Fractures like that show up in strangulations, not in seated hangings. Then, in fact, a seated hanging is like, what? A pattern imprint on Sandra's chest was consistent with a buckle forced downward, not with hanging. Abrasions on her nose, hemorrhage, and a neck muscle, broken flamingo charm necklace on her bedroom floor. All of that was there in 21. Nobody saw it because nobody was looking in the Stoughton Police Department. Her death was called an S. The same day her body was found by the same department with the same people who did this to her, allegedly. Before the autopsy, before anyone checked her phone. State Trooper Nicholas Guarino extracted Farwell's phone and reported zero messages between him and Birchmore. The FBI later pulled 32,709. Norfolk DA Michael Morrissey investigated and filed no charges. The medical examiner wasn't told. This might be a homicide. The Canton police sergeant who responded to the scene texted about Sandra and called her borderline retarded. That's what she was worth to the people holding her case. They darvoed the shit out of her. They did. They darvoed the shit out of her. She's crazy. She's nuts. Yeah. Meanwhile, you're all sticking your dicks in her. Not crazy enough for that, I guess, you sick fucks. Again, remember what I said earlier on. You're watching this from prison. He's coming. He's coming. And just think. A buffet of Snickers and ramen, whatever the hell else is in your canteen, could be coming to you too. If the price is right. In April of 2026, after the FBI finally shared everything, the surveillance video, the choking history, the full record, Dr. Capel Martinez withdrew her suicide ruling. The cause of death is now asphyxia. The matter, still undetermined. Not homicide, undetermined. The only doctor who examined Sandra's body before it was cremated still won't call it murder. The defense has accused the feds of pressuring her to change the ruling at all. DNA testing excluded Farwell as the father of Sandra's baby boy. Whoops! Maybe you didn't need to do all that after all. The strap prosecutors called the murder weapon carried DNA from at least four contributors. Every one of those gaps exists because the original investigation treated Sandra's death the way the defense wants the jury to treat it, as a foregone conclusion about a broken woman. But on the day the news broke that a forensic pathologist hired by Sandra's family had called her death a homicide, Farwell wrote a note in his phone meant for a close friend. He said he wished this had all gone a different way. He asked the friend to help raise his children. He said he'd see him on the other side. Sandra searched for the S awareness ribbon color on the day she died. She also booked prenatal appointments past that day, ordered baby supplies, and planned to announce her pregnancy on Valentine's Day. The defense will show the jury the ribbon search. The prosecution will show the jury the baby photos she never got to take. The defense's bet is simple, that 12 people will look at Sandra Birchmore's damage and see a woman who was always going to end up here. Not a woman who was put here. 50 witnesses and 12 experts over 20 days of testimony start in October. The first time anyone with authority has asked what actually happened to Sandra Birchmore since the day she walked into that police station at 12 years old. The door she left unlocked on the night of February 1st, she left it open for the man who'd been in her life since she was a child. Your thoughts in the comments section on Substack and YouTube. Press subscribe. We are going to continue to cover this. We're going to bring you the trial as it comes up and bringing you coverage every single day. So you can prepare, if you're an inmate, watching this on your tablet for when he enters the hall. Maybe you're watching too, Matt. Enjoy. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.